Chris is a great, great guy, which makes it even more difficult, really. But I think if you sort of analyse, you know, what's happened is we threw him in at the deep end, and he had a very, very strong start. But probably since the turn of the year, we've only sort of been picking up about a point a game. And I think it was just one of those things that we're demanding sort of almost an instant return. The gut instinct really is that, you know, it's quite a big job, and probably we may well need a bit more of an experienced manager. I think Chris will be great in time, but we might have just thrown him in the deep end too quickly.
Yeah, was this something that you've been considering for a while now?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not all off one result, obviously. I mean, you know, I'll be the same as the fans, and you can see the reaction to last night's game, obviously. But, you know, one-off games are one-off games. You know, we've had a lot of high hopes, you know, after, you know, January onwards last year, we were hoping to get in the playoffs, and we fell away a little bit, you know, for one reason or another, quite badly. And then this season, you know, we haven't, I know it's only four games in, but we haven't started well. And I think, you know, depending on who you talk to, you know, we've been unlucky, you know, and a few mistakes and this, that and the other. But, you know, the long and short of it is I just made the judgment call that I didn't think the team looked like they were going to get us what we wanted under the current guys. So I thought I'll act early. We'll get somebody new in with some fresh ideas and hopefully build on what, you know, Richard and Chris have done over the last two or three years.
Yeah, and what's the situation now short term as far as who's going to take charge?
Well, we've spoken to Ben Strevens, who will obviously sort of stay at the club. He's under instruction at the moment to take training tomorrow, and if nothing changes, he'll be in charge of the team on Saturday. I think, though, we'll move pretty quickly. When Richard left last time, you know, we opened things up to people to apply, and obviously Chris was in situ and had a great start, so ultimately we felt he deserved and warranted the opportunity. This time round, I think we're going to take the view that we've got some people that, you know, we feel that would do a good job here, and they may or may not be in current employment, but we're actually, rather than sort of, I suppose, invite people to come in, we've got a shortlist ourselves of two or three that we would very much like to talk to and see if we can sell them the dream of Eastleigh and see whether or not that sort of entices them to come.
OK, are there any names that you can reveal?
Not at the moment, but I would be very, very surprised if we haven't got a manager in place for Saturday. I think it's one of those things. We've identified two or three people. I think, you know, they've got to want to come, and they've got to want to come for the right reasons. And I think, you know, if they come and see us, we're pretty confident we can sell them the vision that we have. And therefore, if they're people that we want, as opposed to sort of, if you like, going through 10 or 12 CVs that we might not have imagined would have applied, then I think this time it's very, very much about us as a club having a target of who we want and then making sure that we can get that man.
OK, and just one more. As you say, it is a club, really, which attracts some big managers, because that was the case when Richard left as well, wasn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah. I mean, we did attract an awful lot of attention. I think, you know, what we're looking for is a little bit more experience, and probably a manager that's managed at a slightly higher level, but also got some experience of lower league. You know, a bit like the players we're trying to sign. You know, sort of winners who are above the standard, really. And that's what we've identified that we would like, and that we think there are two or three people that fit that. If you like the characteristics that we're after, and we'll go hell for leather over the next couple of days to see if we can persuade one of them to come and join us.